class diversity, I'm over. How can technology impact these shortcomings? Like you, I don't have answers to all these questions, but I'd like to share how these issues are addressed at your General Service Conference. Currently, I serve as the chair of the website committee. At GSO, any new asset that is added to AA.org is brought to the website committee for discussion and vote. My role on the website committee is collaborating on the maintenance, development, and updating of AA.org and our YouTube channel. Both fall under the oversight of the website committee. I handle all member relations and feedback, preparation, development, and research of agenda and background for the quarterly website committee meetings. The website committee sends a report out and forwards concerns to the TCS committee. If an agenda item is deemed substantial, it is forwarded to the TCS committee for guidance and a vote. I report out to the Technology Communication Services Committee on the AAWS board 10 times a year. The basic scope of this committee is looking to the latest innovations in technology and considering a strategy for carrying the message through information technology. We prepare, develop, research items to inform the agenda and background for these committee meetings. We report quarterly on website activities and analytics. This report is shared with the trustees Public Information Committee, of which Racy is the secretary. Currently, we are implementing, reporting, and evaluating the General Service Conference advisory actions. These advisory actions include SEO tagging and Google Ads, which Julie will address as soon as I finish. I wanted to provide an overview to allow you to see the process for moving technology through your General Service Office. Literally, this is moving at the speed of AA. And I went through all that just to say, we can't make a decision and then act on it immediately, or we can't hear a wonderful suggestion from the fellowship and without vetting, without the process going through our various committee structures implemented. And I think that's a very important thing to understand. The third question, we understand the website may have been put on hold. That seems to indicate that it isn't a critical project. Can you tell us more about that? The first GSO website was created, to the best of my knowledge, in 1996. And if I'm wrong, I'm sure Julie will correct me. Since that time, I think this is the sixth iteration of the site. The AA.org website is the most important outwardly facing communication tool that GSO has. With the onboarding of our new technology services department, gaps in our previous content plan and website development were revealed, which caused a necessary pause as we regrouped to develop a strategy to address these issues. A new project plan and a new product manager are in the process of being brought on board. Although the plan is to begin the development phase of the website in 2021 as a result of financial considerations, planning, content development, and additional design components for the new website continue in 2020. The intention is to be ready next year for the next steps. Although the office is being physically prudent in all aspects, the work on the new website remains a high priority. The fourth question, and thank you for this question. We completed the second sprint of the meeting guide development in the spring of 2019. Vendor announced, congratulations, you are now an app company. I must say this caught me totally off guard and posed some of the questions I asked earlier. Are we built to race to the market ahead of other competitors? How do we remain nimble in a web of working groups and committees bound by a fixed calendar and 80 years of group conscience? Can we address the challenges that question our ability to keep the technology relevant to our members? Meeting Guide app has been forced to address all these issues. The app was growing in usage and popularity until the crisis in early spring. In January, the number of unique visitors to Meeting Guide was 259,714. By March, it had dropped to 250,791. By April, 100,037,532. And with a slight uptick in June, 145,063 unique visitors. We all know what happened in March. I asked the developer of the Meeting Guide for his perspective on this question, and this is a portion of his remarks. I would just be honest and say the future of the Meeting Guide app is very uncertain. We have been limping along since the pandemic began. We have tried so far largely failed to adapt the shifting demands of the program, unquote. This seems a rather dark picture for Meeting Guide, but there might be a light at the end of the tunnel. This week, the app working group met with representatives of the AA online intergroup to discuss developing ways to add some of their data to the Meeting Guide app and to include natively online meetings. Next week, our technology services director, Lorna, will continue to review a statement of work with an outside vendor to maintain and develop the app. In weeks to come, the plan is to hire a product manager that can guide all of GSO's digital properties, including the website, Meeting Guide app, and the web store. Hopefully, this added resource will provide Meeting Guide and our other digital properties the attention and skill sets that they need. And the fifth and final question was, we have a process that allows groups and members to opt in the information mailing list. And in order to answer that question, I would actually need more information. So feel free to email me, text me, put a message in chat, and I will do my best to try to respond. My email is comservices@aa.org. And with that, I will turn it over to Julie Gonzalez.
Thank you, Clement. So hi, everybody. My name is Julie, and I am not a member, so don't worry about Clement having used my last name. So I have worked with Clement very closely for the past few years. I am the communications digital analyst at GSO, and my primary function is web analytics and SEO improvement strategy. I also am part of planning and maintenance for most of our digital properties at this point. So I'm very heavily involved in a lot of our technology, even though I'm not really much of a technologist, but I have learned quite a lot about analytics over the 9 years that I've been at GSO. Just like Clement, I also have some my information written down so that I don't miss anything. I was brought in so that I could answer a very specific question that was asked. So someone wanted to know about the advisory action that was passed in 2019 about tagging of all videos. So there was one passed in 2019 and one passed in 2020. And the question was SEO tagging of videos. And really there's two parts to this. So the 2020 action related only to adjusting the video titles for search engine optimization. The main goal of this effort is to give context to the content of each video. For example, Doors was the former name of one of our PSAs, and it's now titled Sobriety in AA, Opening Doors to a Life Without Drinking. The former title, Doors, could have been about home improvement or a Scooby-Doo chase. The new title gives context to search engines to determine if it's the correct result for a given search. It also gives users better information about the content of the video so that they can determine if it's something they want to watch. So really, SEO, the name of the game, is context. The other piece of this question included tagging or attaching relevant keywords which has similar intentions. It's not generally visible to the user, but it gives the search engine context for lookup. GSO is currently following an SEO improvement strategy that focuses on organic search for both on-site and off-site, so external search engines, by updating item naming, descriptions, and keywords for our assets, for our web properties, so that there can be more context. Phase one involves assigning general keywords based on our literature, research, and knowledge of frequently asked questions. And phase two will involve revision and adjustment after we collect some search analytics to see what the actual terms are that are being entered into the search boxes and make sure that we have everything correct. I can share our written plan for anybody that might like to see it. And I can also share the phase one keywords in English, Spanish, and French that we've worked on so far. Like I said, that's a starting point to get us past the no metadata or tagging keywords that we started with. So it is a long process and it's going to take a while, but we've started on the road. How local entities choose to apply any of those types of improvements would vary on the type of platform that they're using and their intention with how they want things to be found. So that's all I have for you today. I came in to answer one question, and if anybody has questions about that kind of stuff, I can be reached at GSO. New Yorka?
Thank you, Julie. Thank you, everybody, for having me today. I'm so excited to be here. Last year, I attended the workshop in person in Kentucky, and it was such a great experience for me. So today I would like first to share my screen to do my introduction. Let me check, okay, yes, I'm able to do so. So I'm gonna turn off my video just in case my internet connection gets slow. So my name is Niurka Melendez. I'm not a member either. I'm the web coordinator employee for AA Grapevine and Lavinia website. So everything started when I started to work with AAGB in May 2017 as a freelance, basically supporting and managing all the content for their both websites. In that moment, when I started to work for GB, they had their platforms on Drupal 6. Also, I took care of, and I'm still, to be honest, taking care of the e-communication they have and also coordinating all the web vendors. Then in April 2019, I became a full-time employee and they just remarked my daily duties as a freelance, plus the projects that they had in that moment, 2019, at the end of 2018, the project for the upgrading of the website. So basically my responsibility to just summarize everything I do is basically the operation to keep the good operation for both websites at AA Grapevine Inc. So also part of the responsibility I have under my role is keep all the communication that you might receive in your emails, meaning basically the daily quote, the newsletter, and all the communications we do every week. For in the case of the Grapevine Web Exclusive, every month, in the case for the GV News, and every other month for the GV and your group. Beside that, I also take care of Lavinia Daily Quote. Since September 1st, Lavinia, I can say that, from weekly quote to daily quote. So I'm in charge of keep an eye on the vendors who does the daily quote for GV and nowadays the daily quote for Lavinia to keep everything smoothly and running as intended. Also, any kind of special announcements, including when we did the free access for all our content during the pandemic in March till May, if I remember well. So I also are in charge of do these duties and tasks, and also keep updating all the list on the platform that we use to send out all these blast communication. So I got also, as my colleague said before, some of the questions that you send us in advance. So mainly asking for the new features that, in this case, AA Refine new website Drupal 8 has. So I basically, beside the new design that you might see and the difference that you might notice when we launched the new website in January 31st, beside that, we can say now that for AA Refine in website, we have a secure platform because we upgraded the version of the Drupal that we used before, Drupal 6 to Drupal 8. We did a really good jump, and that makes our website secure. So we don't have any more that really not good sign that we used to see that warms our end users, saying that our website weren't secure. Nowadays, our website is more secure. Beside that, we also have a responsive website. I'm talking about the GB website that is now live and up on the internet. And let's talk about a little bit about what we are working on right now, which is basically Lavinia. Lavinia website is going to be launched, the new website, hopefully in October. And I decided to place these pictures just to make sure once you will see the new design that Lavinia is gonna have, it's gonna make you feel the difference and also the improvement that we are doing for this website. So we are working now. When I say we, it's because we have developers, vendors. So I'm basically, as I said before, my main role is to keep everything working smoothly, but also keeping the content update. So we, the vendor in Canada, North Studio, and also AA Refine, and there are times that Lois is there also giving us their advices. So we are working on the Lavinia website project. Basically, I took some screenshot at how it's gonna look our new website in few weeks from now. And yes, as you can see, it's pretty much the same look that we have right now for GV, but adjusting not just the language, but also the necessities that for this website we have to be really aware about. Meaning that we don't have the same menu items that we do have for UV, because Lavinia members are another, we cannot treat this website as is only about the language, but just adjusting about what we had done so far with several internal discussions with Lavinia team, knowing a little bit more about the Hispanics member, right? So the new feature for this website project, because there is another question that you send us in advance regarding this Lavinia project, are they are gonna have a new brand archive page. Before they didn't at all. So I'm gonna show you a little bit about that in seconds. And also not just the new archive for Lavinia, but the sobriety calculator, they didn't have it, this kind of feature before. And the way that we ask members, hopefully in 2-3 weeks from now, to subscribe the web forms, everything is now really renovated, even more intuitive for users to navigate and put their content. So I open, as you can see here, several tabs in order to show you how is currently our Lavinia website running on Drupal 6 platform, and how it's gonna look hopefully in October this year. The new feature that we can feel proud of that we are launching for Lavinia members is about the calendar. This is the current calendar. This is the way the Lavinia team works to inform their members what is gonna be on regarding their events and activities. From October moving forward, this is the way they are gonna have available their calendar, right? The same for resources. So I think I opened it. So yes, in here. So sorry, guys. Too many tips open. So nowadays, if we are a rep or a member who are looking for any kind of information, including postcards, or maybe a La Viña Hoy, which is basically the La Viña News or La Viña Today, you have to go to, of course, to aalaviña.org, but navigate the site this way and then download the document, right? From October, hopefully moving forward, this is the way we are gonna present to the members and reps the new information, again, available to just print or download. So there is the sobriety calculator, as you can see in here. There is nothing related to that before, so now members for La Viña are gonna be able to calculate and even download their sobriety card if they feel like. So I also, just in case, because I got a question regarding, let me check my notes, regarding how to find an article, a specific article written by a special group. So I opened this tab to show you how they can do it. It's better if you know the name of the article, because you now can search by title, topic, author name, or whatever other keyword you feel might match your search, or if you know the year or the topics related to that, that could be another option that you can use using, again, our new and current archive page. So in one of the conversations that we have been having during this year, and we put on hold because of the La Viña project, is about improving even more the archive, our current archive page, meaning that not just having this that we should, what I said before, it is right now available that you can just play around and narrow your search, but also improving by making it or mirror a little bit the way we are used to when we use Google, for instance, right? So we put that project on hold because of La Viña, but just to let you know that we are working on improving even more the archive page, of course, for both La Viña and GV. But just to remind you, this is like a putting contracts, if I can say that. This is the way we had our archive till January 29, may I say? And it was quite, I know, because I got plenty of email, plenty of input and feedback since I started with you in 2017, knowing that it was really hard to find articles or even audios on our Drupal 6 website. And nowadays it's at least more intuitive, as I said before, and the improv is there, and we are looking forward to even improving more our website, the archive search engine, but just to let you know, and I hope this answer some of the questions that you sent regarding the archive for the AA Grapevine. So I don't want to take any more time, just to let you know that I'm here, really open and flexible to any question that you might have for me. Thank you.
All right, that was fantastic, you guys. So I'll give you a clap, even though everyone else is clapping, but you can only hear me. Thank you so much for coming. We do have a collection of questions and we have 10 minutes. So what I'd like to do is I'll give you each a question and whatever we can't answer, as I've been saying, I'm going to make sure they get into the notes. And then I'll ask you guys if you could give us some feedback on some of the other questions that we don't get to. So we should probably roll back to Jeff, who started us off. And there is a question. Sorry, I'm scrolling. You guys fooled me with your order. I didn't lay them out in the form in the same order. Jeff, do you think it's time for GSO to rethink its application of group autonomy, tradition 4, in the context of data and technology? Oh, we'll have to unmute you.
That's a great question with definitely with deep implications. Honestly, I would have to think more about that because it has served, group autonomy in general has served us for a long time. And we don't want to restrict the freedom of AA members and AA groups. Bill W. was pretty open about the freedom of groups to the point where they didn't have to believe in anything. They could say, we hate AA. But in terms of information and sharing, Lois was bringing this up, and I thought it was a great thought that maybe there needs to be more sharing of information between, all of the AA entities so that we can all do a better job of keeping track of helping people find meetings. That's the bottom line, and making it easier to connect people with meetings. So I will definitely ponder that question more. There was also something I was supposed to get to in my time and I didn't. Just a quick update about regional forums. It's not my assignment, but I did want to mention that the regional forums were, the live version was canceled, but there will be a virtual regional forums starting in 2021. And also for 2020, there will be kind of two, a different approach in a way, something called, well, it just turned out to be called USCANS because it's US and Canada. And we're doing two events. One is kind of for the Western swath of Canada and the US to kind of be in harmony with time zones. And the other is for the Eastern swath of US and Canada. They're gonna be probably like a noon to 8 p.m. kind of day. And obviously a little more presentational than regional forums are because of the difficulty of interacting in a virtual forum. But as much as possible, we're going to make them interactive and bring as many areas and regions as possible into that planning and execution. So the USCANS, I think, will be December 5th and December 19th. They will be open like all regional forums for just register and attend.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And thank you for, taking the extra question before I asked it, because that was on my list of something to ask. So the next question is for Lorna. Lorna, will Facebook use be reevaluated?
So interesting. I actually think that's a business question rather than a technology question. I think my take on technology is to support the direction of the business and the business priorities. It's not to drive the business decisions based on a platform or a medium or anything like that. So I'm not sure that I'm the one to answer that question, being that I'm the director of technology services.
Agreed. I wonder if I might punt that question to Racy, public information. I apologize. I was reading them as they were targeted.
It's all good.
All right.
Hi, Racy Joseph, public information coordinator. This topic has been discussed in the past by the General Service Conference, certainly by local areas. It has been explored in the past by the Trustees Information Committee. If you look at the history of all the committee considerations on PI, certainly there's always a look to let's explore social media. A couple years back, Twitter was the conversation. If you think that it would be a good idea to be on Facebook, or should I say revisit the topic of Facebook, or revisit the topic of Twitter, or explore Instagram, start talking about it locally and talk with your areas. And certainly on some level, it's being discussed by the trustees on public information, but it always is wonderful when those conversations either begin or are revisited by local areas and brought to us.
Thank you, Racy. Yeah, I have a question for Clement. The current communication structure in AA relies on communications to come from GSO through the delegate structure and eventually expected to make its way to the individual meetings. Is there a way that we could expedite and change the structure maybe to get information straight to the individual meetings?
Well, really the essence of the question is what type of information? Because Friday, Lauren and I worked very hard to get some information out, which was distributed to the board, to the conference, to the IGCOs, and always, or most of the time, it'll find its way to AA.org, which makes it available to any AA member that comes to the website.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's the answer to your question, but that's surely how, you know, the process that we use to disseminate information.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just scrolling. There's an interesting question to Julie. How can we make it easy for newcomers to easily verify if a website is actually AA and not a recovery house posing as AA? The question is longer, but for the essence of time, I hope that that is clear.
I can give a very short answer to that. And if you're talking about once somebody gets onto the website, it's how we present ourselves on the website and what language we use. If you're talking about within search results, it's kind of difficult at the moment because a lot of recovery houses, they'll go onto our websites and use the same information that we use. So it's a tricky question because any business or any group of people that creates a website, somebody wants to have the same audience, they'll use the same information. So part of the SEO improvement stuff that we've been doing is based around our core information. So that's information that could be shared with areas and intergroups and districts so that we all have the same information, but there is no guarantee that the treatment houses won't come into our websites, open up, you know, the Google look to take a look at the back end of our websites and take it. So making sure that we are accurate in our presentations on the websites and in our presentations and communications is really the only way to show people who we are on our platforms.
Okay, and I think it lends itself well to, you know, the general conversations around SEO and tagging and keywords, because one of the examples in the question is someone was looking, a newcomer looking for an AA organization, real AA in, let's say, Westchester, but I guess they didn't have it in the keyword because they were really wanting to find SEPIA, and how would they have known the acronym? So they ended up duped and following down the wrong road. So thank you for the answer to that question. There was a question for Nirka. I hope I'm pronouncing your name properly. Why is Lavinia content different than Grapevine?
Yes, you say it right. Nirka, like New York. Nirka.
New York.
Nirka. Yes. Different because they are different products. Even though we are talking about the same sister organization, which is AA Grapevine Inc., Lavinia is a different product because it's offered to the Hispanic members. So they, for instance, the current website, they are working on a project to start putting audios for their article stories. So I think that might be available by the end of the year, maybe November, December this year. And if you compare that single feature that, for instance, GV has since they had their website in 2010, so all the articles for GV has their related audio, right? Lavinia doesn't have that. Even nowadays, they don't have that. So the way even the members, their members share their stories is totally different the way I'm used to, even though I'm Hispanic person, I can see the difference when managing the website. So for instance, we get plenty of articles, even audio, photos, that members from GV are so willing to share through our website. For La Viña, rather than getting all that information through the website, they do prefer to do it by phone or even by mail. So there are different ways that we have to treat their members. So that's the way they customize better, adjusting all this stuff to the way the Hispanic members. Of course, I know all of this because, as I said before, even to build the site map for La Viña, even though we had almost everything done when we started the project for GV, we still adjusted the items for the menu because they don't have that plenty information as La Viña does. But again, it's a way, I'm guessing, just like inferring based on all the discussion I've been having with La Viña team. So the way their members likes to even share the information is totally different. So when we started the project for La Viña, this is something that I would like to add for might not be related to the question, but it's important, I guess, for me to add it to this answer, is the way even when we started the conversation with North Studio, which is our developer vendor in Canada. So I told them there is nothing to do with just translation. This is totally different product, even though it's a magazine, a print magazine that is not monthly, but every other month, that's another thing that we have to keep in mind, this difference. So it's not just translate all the item menus that we do for GV. So having it in Spanish for La Viña, no. It's different treatment, different ways to present the information, because it's a way, as far as I'm learning with La Viña thing, as I said before, it's the way the Hispanic members, it's like the behavior that they have been measuring or this year for their members. Yes, basically because of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I would like to thank everyone who came, and I would just like to reiterate that questions that we could not get to, I would appreciate, you know, I'll share them with you guys on the crowdsource document, and maybe I'll just ask you to give us a few bullet point thoughts on some of those questions that we could not get to. I appreciate the thoroughness. I appreciate that you let us kind of frame what we wanted you to talk about a little bit, and your transparency and just your willingness and your smiling faces. Thank you very, very much. I would like to, at this point, hand over a bit of a closing to our chair.